Not the typical bucket list, such as, I want to visit all of the national parks, or go to all the major league ball games, or climb a mountain. On my bucket list was to be a delegate for the United Church of Christ at General Synod for 2 terms. Probably not on your bucket list. Let's see, sitting on hard chairs for 5 days of meetings, voting, discussing, debating, early morning gatherings with Illinois Conference, 6:30 a.m., not my favorite time. Listening to speakers and traveling to exciting places like Cleveland, Ohio, 2 years ago, and then Baltimore, Maryland, which I really was excited to see. I have wanted to be a delegate for many, many years. I have often attended Synod as a visitor, but now I got the badge, and I got to sit at the Illinois table. 2 terms. It's over. But it was a wonderful experience. The next Synod is June 21st through the 25th, 2019, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I hope you'll join me there as a visitor. So what is General Synod all about? Every 2 years, thousands of UCC members come together from big churches, rural churches, tiny, tiny churches, to learn, to worship, to fellowship with friends. It's a time of business, such as church structure and function and bylaws. We know what that's about, right? We worship each day and hear great musicians, and together we discern resolutions of witness. We stand up for issues that others need to hear. So I'm going to give you just a few examples of how I experienced Synod, and also how I experienced the Spirit being among us. So my top number one favorite is music by Mark Miller, which is all over worship today. We just sang the welcome song, which he composed, and of course the other music that is included. When I was on sabbatical a few years ago, I spent my time away studying and experiencing music and the arts. Mark was available in Chicago for 2 workshops, and I got to go twice, and I was almost like a groupie by then. I wanted to follow Mark wherever he went, because he had such powerful music for me personally. Mark serves on the faculty of both Drew Theological School as well as the Institute of Sacred Music at Yale University. And I find his music to be engaging. When I went to Synod, especially on July 2nd, that Sunday, I had no idea Mark's music would be a major part of Synod. And he was there, and I tried to find him afterwards, and he'd already gone. Too bad. But it was such a powerful time for me to be with his music and his spirit that just resonated the entire day. Second, resolutions. The UCC is well known for working on resolutions all week. One of the interesting things about our denomination is we receive resolutions or things to improve, things about justice, things that would make the world better. And local churches and conferences may write up a resolution and send it into the denomination. And actually, one of our UCC churches in Oak Park did that, and it was approved, and we talked about it. It wasn't my group, but we could do it from Glenview Community Church. If you think something should be talked about as a denomination, that's what happens. They are brought to the floor after the small groups meet. They are debated. Sometimes they're voted, yes, we will move forward. And other times, no, maybe needs a little more work. Some of the public policies are for us to consider, to listen, and to reflect on the topic. Some resolutions help to create an environment, to be an example for others. Some instruct our denomination to actually do something, to go forward and work on policies and so forth. So some of the resolutions, and there were way too many to talk about, but I'm going to give you an example of a few. One was looking at a new model of giving in the United Church of Christ. And they're still working on it because I wanted to bring that back to our congregation. But they are trying to update who they are, who we are as a church, and make it easier and more understandable of what we give, especially in missions. Another example was doing more banking with local federal credit unions. Another one, recognizing and studying gun violence as a public health emergency. Another one, on becoming an immigrant welcoming church. A more just economy, living wages, and creation of new jobs. Enacting minimum wage laws. And the final one I wanted to mention was the resolution of witness in support of adult survivors of child abuse and neglect. I was part of that group. I wasn't sure what it was going to be about, but someone came and talked about how they just couldn't find a church that would welcome them because they had this baggage on them. She said, you know, sometimes I just want to tell my story of what I've been through, and you can see people just say, no, I really don't want to hear it. And so this person wondered if they would ever be welcomed in a church. And so we talked about it. We had a professional therapist come and talk about how we need to not shy away from hard issues that people have lived through their entire life. Third, I was invited to a luncheon, and I never say no to good food. And Chuck asked if I would go, and I said, absolutely, I will go. I didn't even know what it was. And I got there, and there were several local churches that were being honored, and Glenview Community Church was one of those churches. The denomination thanked us for being one of the top mission offering congregations. So thank you. The lunch was great, too. The last example I wanted to give was very powerful, and it happened from our Illinois conference, which had about 50 delegates, which included some teenagers from Chicago, one of our churches. One thing that's fun to do is it's called Speak Out. And so early in the morning you can come, or after lunch, you stand up, you have 2 or 3 minutes to speak out on an issue, to say thank you, to whatever you want to do. And these young people wanted to speak out on gun violence. And they got dressed up, they were there ready to go at 8 o'clock in the morning. We were so impressed. And they went up front and talked about how their friend had been shot in Chicago by the guns just fly by, or drive by rather. And they said they just wanted a safe neighborhood and pleaded with the UCC to do something public in our cities and towns. And they even referred to one of the resolutions about gun violence and said, we know it's still in debate, but we hope you'll pass it one day soon. But something else they said touched me. These young people told us that the youth are not the future of the church. We're here, We are the church now. Isn't that amazing? And so every time you see these children on the steps, or the youth in worship or helping out, they are the church now, not just the future, right now. While Synod was a wonderful experience, and it was an experience for me of being led by the Spirit. People came for a purpose. Who are we? Who are we as a church, as a denomination? And what are we called to do? Well, we're all here, no matter what age. This is the church. And we are called by God to be guided by the Spirit and love one another, no matter what. We've seen that Spirit at work in Texas, haven't we, all week? From people lining up with their boats to that man who opened his mattress and furniture shop and said, "Lay down or sit." It's amazing. Spirit-led living says that God is our strength and our refuge. God is with us when we're afraid or confused. And I believe that we can do things we never thought possible in loving our neighbor, offering hospitality to the stranger, outdoing one another and showing honor, and as much as possible, living peaceably with all. And so this week, your assignment is, be aware of people around you who need kindness, who need a smile, perhaps who even need to talk to you. Give them time to talk. Just listen. There's a lot of good around us, even in the midst of tragedy and worry and fear. And we need to reclaim all that's good about the church, about our country, about our world, about ourselves, and especially about our gifts that God has given us. So my prayer is that you may be led by the Spirit as you go about your daily walk. Amen. I invite you now to participate in the time of offering, to give your gifts, to say thanks to God, to offer a prayer card in the plate, to rededicate your life. We will now receive our morning offering.